800-835-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Okay, so it's the appointed time. God is sparing no expense in the rebuilding process of his glorious church. Are y'all ready for this ride? Some of y'all exhausted already just hearing the word. Listen, I had a dream some years ago, and God brings, you know, dreams back to your mind sometimes, and I saw a tsunami wave on our coast right here in Fort Pierce. I don't even know where the dock was, but I was on the dock at night. Full moon was out there, and I was looking at the moon, and then as I was looking at the moon, I looked and said, whoa, what is that? It was a huge wave, had about 20, 30 stories high, maybe even taller. I mean, here I am on the dock, and the wave is way up here, and I'm looking at it. And it frightened me at first, but then the dream shifted, and I saw myself taking off my socks and that. Then it shifted again, and when it shifted again, I was on a surfboard on top of the wave. And the Lord said, get ready to ride the wave. See, there's something coming. It's not meant to drown you or flood you out. It's meant for you to ride it. Come on, but it's bigger than you. Amen. I said, at my initial thought, I was afraid of it because it was so big. But God said, get ready to ride the wave. Tell somebody right now, get ready. Come on, tell somebody, get yourself ready to ride this wave. Now, as we exercise Christ's dominion over the earth, every false religious system, false government system, false monetary system is going to bow to the Lord's lordship. The kingdoms of this world will ultimately become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. This is when God declares his favor. Is not returning to him void. As a matter of fact, it's a decree of divine exchange. Tell someone right now, get ready for beauty for your ashes. Come on, tell somebody else, get ready for joy for all that mourning. Heaven is about to make an exchange. There's a shift taking place in the earth realm, and the body has to be ready for it. Can you stand to be blessed? Isaiah 61 verse 1. Isaiah 61 verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to... Wait, I think I want Isaiah 60. I said 60 verse 1. I might say 61 1, but 60 verse 1. I think that's what I want. No. I'm sorry. Get me 61. This is one of the favorite, but 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Verse 2. To proclaim, here we go, the acceptable year. I proclaim that to you right now. Yes. the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God. God's getting ready to take some vengeance out on enemies. I said, God himself is going to take vengeance. Vengeance belongs to me, saith the Lord. Amen. He's going to take vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn, all that have been mourning. Get ready for God to comfort you. Amen. People sometimes try to comfort you. They do their best, but they can't do you like God's going to do you. Get ready for God to comfort you. Amen. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. Verse 3. To appoint unto them that are in Mount, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. There we go. The oil of joy for mourning. Anybody ready for an increase of joy? The garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. God's getting ready to be glorified. Verse number 4. And they shall build the old wastes. They shall raise up the former desolations. God is talking about city transformation. God is talking about county transformation. God is talking about state transformation. Governmental transformation. Come on, he's moving on every level, in every domain, on every mountain. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Amen. Verse 5. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. Verse 6. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, transference. Yes. And in their glory shall you boast yourselves. Yes. Verse 7. For your shame, you shall have double. Yes. Tell somebody, double for your trouble. Double. Come on, tell somebody else, double for your trouble. This is the double decade of open heavens. I said, this is the double decade. Till 2040, the heavens are going to be open, declaring the glory of God, raining down his glory upon your life. For you, for your shame, you shall have double. And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Tell somebody, no more confusion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Anybody ready for the joy increase? Come on, I said the joy increase. Father, I decree it right now. Joy unspeakable and full of glory is the portion for your remnant. In the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Give him a praise right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Double for your trouble. Remember 2022? Double portion of the word of God. I'm telling you, the word, see, it's the word that contains everything we need. And God says 22 is going to be a double portion for you. The word of God is going to come and dominate, guide, guard your life in ways you didn't even think, never thought could be that. That's what I'm saying. Listen, it's about to get real intense in a good way. But you know, you got to be ready. We don't want to be leaking vessels. We don't want anything missing or broken. We want to be able to contain it all and fulfill destiny to the T. Amen? Amen? Tell somebody right now, get yourself ready. Tell them again. Tell them, I said, get yourself ready. That's my... ready. Now, let me give you just a little background. I just want to show you. And then we're going to stick. We're going to pray. We're going to dedicate. We're going to give. Amen. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 4 and 5. Verse 4 and 5a. And all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falls off from the vine and as a falling fig from the fig tree. Verse 5, part A. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. That's all I want. My sword shall be bathed. You know, when you bathe something, it's different than showering.
Amen.
You submerge it.
Amen.
It says, my sword shall be submerged or bathed in the heavens. The word of God, bathed in heaven. Now, here, I want to give you a little background foundation here, because the ascension of Christ, when Christ died, was buried, rose again, and then ascended, his ascension brought about the first installment of the devil's judgment.
Amen.
Heaven was cleansed of the enemy, of the accuser. We can read it in Job 1:6, the accuser. But now, that was heaven. But there's also a cleansing of the heavens. A cleansing of the heavenlies.
Amen.
Where we wage war.
Yeah. Amen.
With
Amen.
Spirits in heavenly places.
Amen. Amen.
John chapter 12 verse 31. Let's read that quickly in Colossians 2:14. John chapter 12 31. I told you you'll get a double portion of the word.
Amen.
Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Jesus spoke that. Now shall be the judgment of this world, this world system. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Colossians 2:14. When Christ rose and ascended, what he did, he blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that were against you. That which was contrary to you, and took it out of the way and nailed it to his cross.
Amen.
Tell somebody, I'm totally forgiven. Tell him
I'm justified.
See, justified means, it means just as if I'd not done anything.
Amen.
Justified. That's one way to put it. You're justified. No condemnation. You are complete in Christ Jesus. That ought to give you reason to rejoice and be joyful all the time. It's not contingent upon you making a mistake. We have an atonement. We have an advocate. We have one that's standing in our way or in our place, a lawyer, an attorney. Now in Psalm 110 verse 1 through 5, Psalms 110, verse 1 through 5. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to The Encourager every Saturday at 3 p.m. and be encouraged from the Word.
Sometimes my feet get happy,
and they dance in jubilation.